It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Today, we're going to think about your life plan. Is your life's plan all about profit? You know, there's a lot to think about there. And I want to start off by going to a scripture in the Bible. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." That says a lot. Are you paying attention? In today's world, many of us seek riches, and our plan is all about profit. I want to bring up a couple other verses. Mark 8:36 and Matthew 16:28. Basically, they're identical, but we're going to read Matthew 16:26 for you. "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Now, I'm not here to push a lot of scripture on you. I want you to think about that and really understand this problem has been going on for thousands of years. That's why it's in the Bible. But people always tend to look up to these individuals because they are rich, they have mansions, they have Bugattis, they have all of these riches on earth. Well, my friend, what are these individuals truly like? That's what I really wonder. There are those that are generous, philanthropists, and some of them are truly doing it from the heart. However, there are some of those that do it to flaunt it, so you think that they are better than who and what they truly are. Is your life plan all about profit? Do you have to live in a mansion to feel like you are something or that you are accomplished? I really want you to think about that because that's where the world is really taking us, down this path of profit. How many people get excluded because of someone needing or wanting something that they don't actually need? It's just they need it. It's a psychological thing. And really, you must understand that the way we live and consume, it really can tell us a lot about who and what we are. I'm a simple man, and I like a very simple life. I do need things, and I do want things. But my life is not about profit. And the profit that I would like to see is growth in our world, a better humanity, without suffering and need for everyone. But when we allow these multi-billionaires, millionaires, developers to crash on somebody's humble abode, destroy them and their abode because they want what they have, this is kind of ridiculous. And we really have to take pause and wonder and reflect. Are we living a life that is really valuable? Are you really worried about monetary profit? Everyone should profit equally in a way. Now, I am not against capitalist because I do believe in ownership. I believe that every man should work hard for what he has. But there's a limit to everything. And there's not anything wrong with somebody owning good things, beautiful things, things that are beyond some other's wealth. I'm not against that. It's really about the individual behind that wealth. It's about the mentality, the respect for others, and the empathy that is needed in our world for everyone involved. Is your life plan all about profit? Let's re-examine that and think about it. In conclusion, just one more time, in 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Money itself is not evil, but the love of money, that is the root. That's where it starts. And really, that's what you've got to pluck out to get rid of all of that bad behavior that the love of money will bring. We're in this together. Think about it.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.